Hey, everybody. It's Josh, and thanks so much for listening to the Life Songs Morning Show and now the Life Songs Podcast. You never have one of those moments where you know there's something I'm supposed to be doing, and I just don't know what it is? Well, for me this morning, that was hit the record button. Yeah, I forgot to do it until we got deep into conversation with Ellie Holcomb. So I want to give you as much as possible of our time together. Here's where I hit record. You can jump on into the conversation. Pretty sure we didn't cover anything too important before this.
It was engaging for the kids, yeah. Mainly to laugh at me, to engage in laughter.
I mean, if you can get people laughing at you, then they can start to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, so. No, it was effective. It really was. And then if they were really good in class, I would, in quotations, let them teach me a dance, which was actually my favorite part of the day.
Please tell me that videos of this exist.
I don't think that there are any videos.
This is pre every kid having a cell phone in their hand. My teacher's trying to dance. You got to see this.
Yeah. Thank the Lord they didn't have their phones. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm thankful Thursday. Thankful they didn't have phones back. Yep.
I'm so grateful that I grew up in an age where like none of the stuff I did was chronicled on the internet.
Oh, I am so with you.
Because now my kids can't prove it.
And yeah, that's right.
I'll just be like, I never did that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure. Like, what do you
mean? Pop and Deli said that you did this. I'm like, your grandparents are lying to you. they do that. They lied to me growing up too. So,
oh my goodness.
I asked some of our listeners if they had some questions for you. And Larry sent this amazing question that I think is very telling about your character. No pressure on this, but I think it's a really good question. When you were 16 years old, what was your favorite movie? And what is your favorite movie now?
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, when I was 16 years old, I think my favorite movie was Braveheart. I was on a soccer team. I know that's kind of intense, but I was on a soccer team, and we watched that a lot
to get rallied up,
like freedom. And then my favorite movie now, I really think it's Elf.
Elf, you know, it's now officially okay to watch that.
It's okay to watch it.
But yeah.
They put up the Christmas decorations in Target, so you can watch Elf. I do watch it throughout the year even. I think it's so good.
We went grocery shopping the other day, and there was a big sign that said Christmas is 52 days away. And I'm like, what? What? Are you kidding me? No, by the way, your Christmas song, which we play ad nauseum during Christmas, is so great. It's so wonderful.
Thank you so much. That makes me so happy. Oh. I love Christmas music.
Yeah, it's the best. It's like a hug. It's the reason people watch Hallmark Channel ever.
Yeah,
they just want a hug.
They just want a hug. Yeah.
Or from Elf.
Thanks for asking that, Larry. I want to know what your favorite movies are too.
Yeah, those are really good questions, I think.
Yeah, I love that.
So I'm going to play one of your songs here, The Broken Beautiful, just because it's one of our favorites. But I have a game that's going to challenge your ability to songwrite. Okay. I hope that's okay. I hope you're game for it.
Of course, yes.
So coming up after this Ellie Holcomb song, you're going to be the first person to play this game that I made up
called
Life Songs Presents 5678.
Okay? Oh my goodness, I love it. I can't wait.
That's coming up. Here's some Ellie Holcomb, The Broken Beautiful. Uplifting Life Songs, 33 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we have Ellie Holcomb here in the studio with us. Ellie, welcome again to New Orleans.
Hi, thanks.
I'm about to punish you for coming in, and I really apologize for that. I've created this game, and I thought, this is a great idea, and every time I run the idea by someone, they're like, that sounds really hard. I don't know that people are going to want to do that. I'm like, no, they'll love it. So we're going to try. The game is called Life Songs Presents 5678. The reason is because you're going to write a song on the fly, and you're going to start singing it as soon as I go, 5678.
Love it.
All right.
I'm in.
We've got three boxes over here that I've skillfully wrapped. This is why they don't let me work in Macy's anymore.
Skillful's good.
There's people, places, and things. So you have to pick two.
Okay.
One out of, not each of them, but pick two. And then tell me what you pick out of the box. So she's reaching into the box
right now. Can you hear it? I'm shaking it up.
I feel like I should be Facebook Live-ing this too while we're doing this.
Perfect.
Let's see if I can get that pulled up while we're talking. All right, so what did you pull from?
Starbucks and walking stick.
Okay, so you've got to write a song about Starbucks and a walking stick. Okay, let me get the Facebook Live going here. And I don't know why it's set on me. All right, so it's going to go live in about 3 seconds. Starbucks and walking stick. So this is the first edition of the Life Songs 5678. Ready? 5678.
I love Starbucks. I like my lattes thick. I love drinking them with my walking stick. Starbucks, Starbucks, it's so tasty good. Drinking Starbucks with my walking stick in the neighborhood.
Whoa, that was so good. I think a little Beverly Hillbilly slipped in there, too.
Hi, it's my roots. Nashville?
Bill, that is.
Bill, that is.
That was fantastic. Congratulations. You successfully completed Life Songs 5. We're going to frame those like in with your picture, and we'll know that you did that. That was amazing. Ellie Holcomb, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been
be
a blast
next
meeting
record.
You.
Yeah.
Well, since I probably won't see you again before Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Coming up, we've got some more great music here on Uplifting Life Songs. Thanks so much for hanging out. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You could totally bomb.
And, I could. And it could be. This is actually the second time that I've ever played this song. Live, so yes,
no,
it's
you're not. It's going to be amazing. Every day we have a Life Songs prayer school of the day, which is a school that we pray for that gets nominated.
Oh, I love that.
And I wondered if you wouldn't mind praying for today's prayer school.
I would love us. It.
Okay, cool.
What school is it?
The prayer school is South Pike School in Magnolia, Mississippi.
Oh.
So South Pike is the school Jessica asked us to pray for them.
Love that. Okay, Father, thank you so much for South Pike School in Magnolia, Father. Thank you that you know all the teachers that you brought there, the principal. Pray that you would bless each one of them as a teacher. I know that they need to be blessed and lifted up and encouraged, Father. I pray for a sense of community with every single kid at that school, Father. I pray that you would give them clear minds and clear eyes, vision to hear and to learn and to pay attention, Father. And Father, I ask that you would create a sense of true friendship and just connections at that school, that it would be a beautiful place where character and friendship and life is lived together, Father. And so we ask your blessing on that school. Would you keep them safe? And would you help their minds and their hearts to grow and to flourish there? And we ask this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Ellie, very much. Yeah. You know, she means it, too, because she was an English teacher in middle school and
high
school.
That's right. So. I was. I mean it.
You get it.
I do.
Coming up, Ellie is going to perform a song for us. So stick around. It's going to be amazing. God is good all the time. 13 minutes until 9 o'clock on Uplifting Life Songs. We've got Ellie Holcomb here in the studio with us this morning. And Ellie is doing a whirlwind tour of different radio stations swinging by. Obviously, New Orleans is the best place to go.
Totally.
I mean, it's just, it's the best, and
totally
we're super excited to have you here. But tell me, like, I hear that there's a really kind of a sorrowful story behind this song, that God has taken something tragic and turned it into something good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wrote this song after a cancer diagnosis for my dad, and nobody is ever ready for that kind of news. But man, my mom and dad, just from day one, they had such hope. And they just kept saying, you know, no matter what happens, we know that there's hope ahead because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. And whether healing happens on this side of glory or the next, we know that healing is ahead. And so in the middle of all the unknowns and all the questions, and all that just scary time when you don't know really even what the road ahead looks like for you, they had a praise and worship night at their house. And it was one of the most powerful things. As a daughter, I just watched my mom and my dad run into the darkness and the unknown that was ahead of them with their hands raised in the air, praising God. And it felt so unnatural in some ways, but so irresistible to not. I just had to follow them. And so the peace of God that we encountered when it didn't make sense to feel any peace at all is something that will mark me for the rest of my life. So this song comes out of Philippians 4:4-7, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So this is Find You Here. It's not the news that any of us hoped that we would hear. It's not the road we would have chosen, no. The only thing that we can see is darkness up ahead. But you're asking us to lay our worries down and sing a song instead. And I didn't know I'd find you here in the middle of my deepest fear. But you were drawing near me. You were washing over me with peace. So I lift my voice and sing. You're gonna carry us through everything. And you were drawing near. You're overwhelming all my fears with peace. You say that we should come to you with everything I need. You're asking me to thank you even when the pain is deep. You promise that you'll come and meet us on the road ahead. And no matter what the fear says, you give me a reason to be glad. And I didn't know I'd find you here in the middle of my deepest fear. But you were drawing near me. You were overwhelming me with peace. So I lift my voice and sing. You're gonna carry me through everything. And you were drawing near me. You're overwhelming all my fears with here in the middle of the lonely night, here in the middle of the losing fight, you're here in the middle of the deep regret, here when the healing hasn't happened yet, here in the middle of the desert place, here in the middle when I cannot see your face, here in the middle with your outstretched arms, you can see my pain and it breaks your heart, and I didn't find you here in the middle of my deepest fear, but you were drawing near. You were overwhelming me with peace, so I lift my voice and sing. You're gonna carry us through everything, and you were drawing near. You're overwhelming all my fears with peace, rejoice. Rejoice. Don't have to worry about a single thing. You're gonna carry us through everything. Overwhelming peace.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey. And your dad's actually here. He's not in the studio at the moment with us right now, but he is on this trip with you. How is he doing health-wise?
He is doing really well. He's in remission right now. And, you know, there's no guarantees, obviously. Yeah. And I know that that's not the end to every cancer story, but man, we just continue to see God draw near to us. And we recorded that song the day we recorded the little scratch vocal, which is actually what is on the record.
Really?
My dad was having, he has a co-producer on the record, mm-hmm. Ben Shive. My dad was having surgery the day we recorded that scratch vocal, which we ended up keeping.
Yeah.
So the end of that day in the studio, I just said, hey, Ben, can I have an MP3 of that song? And I literally left the studio and drove to the hospital. He had just come out of surgery, and I got to play that song for him. And my mom took a picture of us, and we are both just like hands raised, just weeping. And I think that's my prayer for this record and these songs on this new record that I'm releasing, that, you know, in hospital rooms, in dark places, in moments where you feel totally overwhelmed by what you're facing, that somehow these songs would help people experience the nearness and the presence of Jesus.
That's awesome. And I can't help but want to pass this message along to all the parents that are listening this morning. Be faithful in your walk.
Yeah.
And you're a testament to what two parents who love the Lord can produce. I mean, your life is dedicated to Christ. Your parents must be incredibly proud.
Oh man, I'm really grateful for them. And you know what they say? They always say to us, we can offer you the love of Jesus and repentance. Like they lead us really, really well. They are two very vibrant souls, made vibrant and alive by the love of Jesus. And I'm so grateful for that.
That's awesome. So while we go get some Kleenex and wipe up our tears this morning, Ellie, thank you so much for hanging out.
Absolutely. It's a joy to be with y'all.
It's been a blast.